Moss like matted green fur choked the trees, sunlight struggling to puncture the canopy. Rain, a constant drizzle, whispered secrets to the ferns, and the air hung heavy, pregnant with decay. Here, in the gnarled heart of the ancient wood, sat the tiny house. Not gingerbread charm, no. This one was cobbled from rusting corrugated iron, a scab on the forest's flesh. Smoke, gray and greasy, snaked from a crooked chimney, the only sign of life. Inside, a symphony of creaks and groans played counterpoint to the drumming rain. A figure, a tangle of rags and shadow, hunched by a dying fire. Tendrils of smoke curled around the skull nailed to the wall above, its eyeless sockets seeming to follow the figure's every move. A hand, bone white and caked with grime, reached into a pot bubbling over the fire. A rat, glistening with a sickly oil, emerged and was devoured in two bites. A scratching at the door, rhythmic and insistent, pierced the symphony. The figure tensed, a growl rumbling in its throat. It shuffled to the door, a rusty, groaning monstrosity that seemed to defy opening. With a wrenching of metal and a shriek of tortured wood, the door gave way. A man, eyes wide with terror, stumbled in. Clothes ripped, skin pale as moonstone, he looked like a rabbit caught in a serpent's gaze. He backed away, breath coming in ragged gasps, until his back met the cold iron wall. The figure tilted its head, a grin splitting the grime on its face. Teeth, yellowed and broken, gleamed in the firelight. It pointed a skeletal finger at the skull above the hearth. "You know him, don't you?" The man's eyes darted to the skull, then back to the figure. A whimper escaped his lips. He shook his head, but the figure lunged, claws like butcher's knives reaching for his throat. He screamed, a high-pitched shriek that echoed through the trees, but the claws found their mark. As the man's life choked out, the figure feasted. The skull above watched, a silent witness to the grisly ballet, its empty sockets seeming to fill with a flickering, malignant light. The fire spluttered, casting grotesque shadows on the walls, and the rain outside whispered a satisfied sigh. The tiny house, a sentinel of rust and bone, sat nestled in the woods, a testament to the horrors that lurked beneath the verdant veil. And somewhere, deeper in the forest, something stirred, drawn by the scent of blood and the macabre lullaby of the rain. The symphony of the macabre would continue, its conductor a grinning skull and its audience the endless, hungry shadows of the ancient wood.